fuel paid for the gas, everything, I'll furnish the plane. And so anyway, it was the cutest little twin you ever saw. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's a picture of it right there, a portrait. And anyway, he and his wife and Irene and I, we flew over there, and it was just, I'm telling you, I was just so gung-ho on there. And so Irene, when we got back, we had just a grand time. And of course, I flew all the way over there, and of course, he was there as an instructor. Of course, I pretty well knew what I was doing, and that's for darn sure, at twin engine training anyway. But not with that airplane. But anyway, Irene says, you know, she says, I just can't stand to watch you watch every time a plane comes over. And I says, why don't you go ahead? Because they had an architect that wanted to buy that airplane, but he'd like a partner. So anyway, I met him, and we agreed that we could get along fine, so we bought that airplane. And I had it for, he had it for about 3, maybe 4 years, I don't know. But I was in that airplane for 20 years. And but see, airplanes are basically ageless from the standpoint that they're kept in good condition.
Yeah.
Which certainly I would mess with one unless it were.
Of course they get fatigue, but...
Well, yes and no. But I mean, a well-constructed airplane, and of course the inspections that you are required to do. Mm-hmm. You have an annual inspection, and you have they make you go through these things, and they have to be signed off by a technician. You can't just say, well, we inspected it. You have to have one that is signed and licensed to do so. So as a result, we never had a problem with it. And but we'd have to have, as I say, an annual. They go through, and they're expensive, and particularly when you got two engines, because they go through both engines. Then you have to have what they call a major overhaul. It varies on different airplanes. Some of them are as little as 1,200 hours, and like mine was 2,000 hours on the engine. And so before we got our 2,000 hours on the engine, we ran into a deal to buy engines just like ours from a plane manufacturer that he never did get his kind of a joke deal, but never did get that plane off the ground. But they had all these engines. So we bought two brand new engines and put it in there instead of taking major overhauls. So that plane just did yeoman duty for us, and we never had a serious problem with it.
That's
except one partner I had later had landed with the wheels up, which was not very good for the airplane.
Whoa, probably lucky to be alive.
Yeah, well, as a result, as a matter of fact, though, he fortunately he made a good landing, but
the wheels didn't come down, or he forgot to put them down.
No, he just flat forgot.
Oh, I can't believe it.
And I asked him. I said, George, you know, you have a warning horn, you know, that if you pull back to land and you don't have your wheel in it, you know, just blow. I said, George, didn't the warning horn work? He says, all the way. But he was so excited that he was going to fly into Mexico for the first time. And we used to fly into Mexico all the time. And, and so he'd call me and he said, now, tell me what to do. So anyway, I told him, you know, okay, well, you have your departure control, which you have to do, and then you get cleared to go into Juarez Airport, where they, in turn, you go in there and fly your Mexican flight plan, and so on like that. And it's a little complicated, but nothing big. And of course, they all could speak English over there too, but you didn't have to know Spanish to go in there. So anyway,